our distinguished attorney, Mr. Robertson. Come on down.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're here today to discuss, give an update on the status of the comprehensive plan. We discussed it at the last meeting. There were a number of questions to discuss about making potential changes to the future land use map. I would note that we are still working with to resolve the certification issue. So if you're not ready to vote on the entire comprehensive plan, we'll be working on. Excuse me, sorry about that. We can address some of the other items. So if you have any questions, we can look at the per requested changes to the future land use map.
That's fine. Yeah. We can. Yeah, you have those ready to go. We either
train.
Either vote on it or defer when you want to. So.
And just to keep in mind, while Ms. Cornwell is getting the future land use map on the screens. So while this is a 10-year plan, and the future land use map has the force of law, that doesn't mean that the future land use map is set in stone for 10 years. Throughout the 10-year period, for any comp plan, whether it's ours or any of the other counties or municipalities, that map can evolve if needs arise during the next 10-year period. We'd have to go through the hearing process to do it, but there's no reason it can't change. Any of the areas can't be expanded, that sort of thing.
I think we've had, like four or five requests or something to...
Yeah, there's, and Ms. Cornwell has them. So what we will do is go through those requests, and then on each one we have a motion that you all can act on.
Okay.
And just for clarification, while we were updating the map, we were not able to change the low density for this purpose. The low density is the lighter purple, but that is low density.
Well, when you say low density, you mean AR1?
When do you say land use classification is low density.
And the future land use map.
So to clarify, what's on the screen right now is the land use map that was developed in the comprehensive land use plan draft. It's featured in the land use chapter, and this reflects the same map as in your paper copy, correct?
Correct. It's just the color for the low density is, in this instance, just purple, just because of the way we were getting the map updated.
What is white?
Those are the protected lands. Let me get those on. So think of those as the ag preservation.
Apparently, from what Ms. Cornwell has described to me, when McCormick Taylor and our IT folks merged the two maps, it resulted in, just for today's discussion only, this isn't how the map's going to look in the publication, the low density area came out purple, because this is an overlay onto our assessment maps, just for, I guess, technical reasons. It came out purple, which is fine for today's discussion, because we're just going to go by these specific areas. In the final printed version, it'll be back to the colors we had before, the whites, the greens, the yellows, that sort of thing.
So this is one of the requested parcels to be amended. It is on the west side of Route 30, south of Route 16. And the request is to convert this from low density to a developing area. And this is outside the town of Milton.
If maybe you could blow it up, is it the one in the yellow?
Yep.
So what's across 30? What's that right there?
So that is developing area and then town center.
And right now the purple means it's low density area.
The darker purple means low density.
And what's occurred in that yellow area, developing area of Milton?
That is their annexation areas and their...
Is there anything currently there today?
It currently looks like it is ag land, farmland, and with some woods on it.
Okay. It hasn't even been developed.
Correct.
At this point. So there's no, I look at it this way, there's no demand. We're kind of leapfrogging over an area that still hadn't been developed, and supposedly the city would like to encourage that to be developed, it sounds like, right, with their their zoning.
We recognize
their plan or whatever.
Their plan.
Right, and there's nothing there.
In their annexation areas for their 10 years out, that they potentially would like to annex this area, so we reflected that, which is the reason why it stops on the east side of Route 30, is because that's where their map stops.
Well, you try to move from the town center out, and it just, in my opinion right now, nothing's happened in that area, so why are we then leapfrogging over and making another area that's still undeveloped, you know, a development area or something? I'd just soon leave it as it is.
Any more questions or comments from council?
I guess we're trying to look 10 years ahead of time, George.
Well, we got 10 years there, and there's nothing there now. I mean, we let if there was something there and there was a need, but see, right now, we just got all just farmland, tilled farmland, and I don't know if we want to be in, again, saying we think that ought to be a development district, and I just I don't see any reasons that were given other than, you know, hey,
this is not St. Pete's land.
Just show me a need, and I haven't seen a need. So anyway, I see no reason to over any other to change our map.
That's not in the plan.
I guess you have a motion.
Be it moved. Well, actually,
let's do a motion. Yeah. So what's the tax parcel number of that?
It's District 235, Map 19, Parcel 37.
Okay, so the motion is be it moved by the Sussex County Council that tax map and parcel number 235, 19.00, 37.00 be designated as part of the developing area on the future land use map in the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan.
And where's your website?
I mean, IG, this is in your district, right?
It is.
What are your thoughts with regard to that?
I kind of agree with George on this one, that we are leapfrogging over. I don't see the demand today. It can be changed in the future.
Sure.
So for this particular one, I see it as a jump.
Is this a website?
So we need it. They want to make the motion.
Is this road going wrong?
No, it does not, Sam. This is a whole different area.
I'm in the wrong town.
Do I want to make the motion?
Make a motion to?
To accept it, and then we would vote no if you don't want to do it.
All right. So I'll move forward with the motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second. Mr. Burton. Any questions?
Just to reaffirm, I mean, we heard testimony from the landowner, if I recall, right?
Yeah.
And did the consultant ever state anything different as far as their reasoning for not to show this as a developing area, with the town doing what they're doing across the street?
I think the map focused on where Milton's annexation area stopped, and we followed that. And then we also followed the suitability analysis, and it also stopped on the east side of Route 30.
Yeah. And then, with that being said, I mean, I know it states that this is a
does that route go
on plan for what 40 some odd plus years, right?
Correct.
So, well, it looks out to 40.
But it looks out, but the reality is that's really not an accurate statement. I mean, yeah. Some people have that perception,
yeah.
But the truth is, we do this every 10 years, and reality is if there's somebody would just come before us with an application and go forward from there, right? So this is not
a cast in stone.
This is not a cast in stone issue here.
Nothing is.
Right.
Any more questions?
Just to clarify.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I think based on the testimony, you know, though I appreciate the landowner's desire to shift it, but I think that this decision today does not prevent that from happening at a future date, even 6 months from today. But I think taking the heed of the consultant and Mr. Burton's earlier comment, I will vote no.
Burton?
I will vote no for the same reasons as Mr. Arlett.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
I vote no for the same reasons as Mr. Arlett and Mr. Burton. I think that there is no evidence that there's a need at this point to expand the that type of a zoning in that area, realizing that what's already there is vacant and still being tilled, and solve it.
I also agree with Mr. Arlett, Mr. Burton, Mr. Cole. I vote no. Motion defeated. Next.
Next parcel is across the street, which is tax parcel District 235, Map 19, Parcel 20, and they were also looking to have this the land use classification changed.
You say across the street?
I know, Mr.
On the north side of Route 30, west of, north side of 16, west of 30.
Oh, right here.
Well, I'll move forward with the motion. I guess the motion hasn't been even read yet.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't know if there was discussion. So, and this one was...
We'll have the discussion after you.
235.
After you.
Okay. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that tax map and parcel number 235-19.0020.00 be designated as part of the developing area on the future land use map in the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan.
I will move forward for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on that motion?
Yes, just again, just to reaffirm, I mean, what determines a developing area is truly not this map. It's really, it's an application that comes before, right? I mean, ultimately, there's nothing there today, even though the town has stated this is a developing area for them, right?
Well, the town and the county is recognizing the other side of the street is a developing area that potentially in the next 10 years could potentially develop.
But my point is potentially.
Potentially.
Right, that's my point. Color is that way, but to George's point, there's nothing there today.
Correct.
So if there's, you know, an application that comes forward, gets approved in the town, and for whatever, right, 6 months from now, and all of a sudden it is realized this is a hopping area for whatever particular reason, nothing prevents the landowner across the street from submitting an application, right?
For, well, depending on what they would apply for, they could apply for the rezoning or they could apply for a change to the future land use map along with some land use.
But that's my point.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
so,
right.
So and if actually something is there that perhaps could justify justify that, correct?
Yeah, no, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, just to reaffirm, this is not a forever decision. This is just a today decision, and
right,
not
6
months from now could totally change based on market conditions and
right,
the applications.
Any number of things, right.
Okay.
Comments from council? We'll take the vote.
Is this the Brigham land?
No, it is not.
No.
It's not? Okay.
We're going to take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Again, I think that this is... taking the heed that in the advice of the consultant, be it right or be it good or be it bad, but the reality is something can change in 6 months, and I think for that reason, I will today take the advice of the consultant, notwithstanding the opportunity for that applicant or the landowner to make a decision to do something 6 months from now. So with that, all that being said, I will vote no.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote no for the reasons that that it's just outside of it's across the street from the other one, and for the same reasons that I voted against the previous one, I will vote no against that one.
Wilson.
I'll vote no.
Mr. Cole.
No, with the same reasons as others.
Same reasons that they've given up before. I'll vote no. Motion defeated. Next.
It's two different pieces of land, you say?
Yes, for the third time.
I must be asleep.
Yes. I'll tell you.
Pardon?
I'll tell you. Yeah, there.
Sorry, the next application, there were multiple
that, right?
Tax parcels involved, and I just want to make sure I'm trying to get them.
Well, we can't vote on a grouping, can we?
We're going
to go individually, right?
Correct.
Right. Right. We're going to show you the area, though, so that you see.
Okay, get the big picture.
Yeah.
So we're off of Log Cabin Hill. There were a number of requests. There was a request for to bring this property in, this property in and that one in into the to the developing areas. Based on the future land use, staff, if you so choose, staff would recommend the coastal areas because that is the land use classification that is closest to the west, to the east, and it would also, we would also suggest bringing that entire area from everything highlighted in green be included in the coastal areas for the future land use map, as the future land use map is not supposed to be parcel specific, it is supposed to be a holistic map. It also would recognize that we also have some existing land use already that is in this area, and then that would just capture all of the land use all of the parcels into the land use classification, so that way it's a holistic approach, and then it would all be the coastal areas that would be coming that way.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself on this.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
Oops, I've done that.
Now there are how many in total here? Three pieces of property.
There were three pieces of property to be requested to be included. However, if you include everything, there's well over a dozen, because there is actually a subdivision in that area. So I'm not sure if you want to amend it by tax parcel or just to say everything on the north side of what is it?
That's Lewis Georgetown Highway.
I think I actually took it down to the railroad. So you could always take it to the railroad or to Lewis Georgetown Highway and bring it all in, all the way to Hudson Road.
And you're suggesting that this be changed to be
the coastal area.
Coastal area.
Because that is the most consistent, if so you choose.
Sure.
So you're not coming to the counter to say your staff and you guys are recommending we do this.
No.
You're saying
if you do it, the best thing would probably just to bring
it into
all
there,
of those
not
parcels.
That
would be the most appropriate land use classification, as that is what is directly adjacent to that.
Could I ask Mr. Medlars, give us a little scenario on the sewer service in that neck of the woods and all that farmland. How much sewer has gone to that farmland today?
That particular area, Councilman, is actually in a tier three, so we have both.
Tell us tier three so we have a good definition of tier three.
Tier three would be where we have both county sewer service and private sewer service. So this particular one, there's a number of areas which are served, or where we have pipelines running through belonging to the artesian wastewater resources. We, the county, have limited sewer services in that area.
We have limited ability to service that area.
Ability to service that area.
Okay, then why are we, and the request is to make it a development district. It'd be difficult without sewer service.
Mr. Benlar, we have difficulty serving it today.
Yes.
Do we have the capability to serve it?
We have the capability to expand our areas, but this, as I said, this tier three area, we would do it in cooperation with the wastewater resources artesians to see who can best serve the area in order to not duplicate utility services.
Gotcha.
So this is on a case-by-case basis. So if you were so inclined, we would start that interaction, but if not, then we will not engage because it is not in the developing areas as of today.
In tier three again, how many tiers are after three?
We have five tiers total.
We have five tiers.
Yes. Tier four, we have no interest in county sewer services.
Tier four.
And tier five, we have no interest in central services.
So this is there a time frame? Like we were thinking, 10 years out, 20 years out for tiers? Is there any time frame associated with
the tier map as it is envisioned in the comp plan is a document which can be amended by council based on recommendations. So that's not as fixed as the future land use map.
Correct.
Okay. So this is a tier three, very limited ability to service it today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
Do we, this is a question, for council, do you want the motion to be the area, or do you want them to do it by, I'm ready today to go through all these.
Well, I think the recommendation was to do the area, right?
If you did it.
If we just, well, it doesn't make a difference, or you shoot it up or down, but,
yeah.
But the motion is for the whole area. So I would suggest the area, and then we can vote it up or down, right?
I got a question again. How many, Janelle, how many of that area, how many requests was there? Just three?
There were three requests.
And how many parcels is in that area? So three people requested, and then we're sitting here maybe debating adding in how many parcels, would you say, approximately?
About three dozen.
Three dozen?
Again, there's a subdivision, there are multiple subdivisions in this area.
Older, large lot subdivisions are in that area, I know.
There's a smaller subdivision over here, this is a larger subdivision, this in the yellow is the Artesian Sewer CPCN.
And the reason for bringing the whole triangle in, rather than just the parcels, is because that's the way the planning or the developing area, the coastal area is expanding from north down to south.
But just to clarify, I mean, the consultants changed the colors on their own with reasoning, I mean, and with a method, right? With a method to their madness, correct?
So there was a suitability analysis that was done that determined what would be appropriate and what would not be appropriate for developing, right, for growth areas. This fell just outside because if you look at...
No, I mean, you don't have to explain that. My point is that they themselves altered and changed how many parcels on their own.
Well,
do we have any inkling of how many?
Again, it was a suitability analysis recognized what would be appropriate for the land use classification. So it was recognizing what was appropriate. Some changed designations. A lot of properties from the 2008 plan did change land use designation.
Sure, but just that's
can
my
we
that's
quantify that. I think is the question.
I mean, that's really my point. Is that they did it on their own based on their own.
There were a lot of properties. I couldn't tell you the number of properties that changed from one land use classification to another land use classification. I believe the coastal areas included some of what was the old ESDA, but it's also been expanded. The town centers expanded and shrank in certain instances. So there were a lot of properties that have changed.
So, okay. So to George's point, it's not really not that big of a deal. I mean, because the reality is the consultant already did it, right? I mean,
do we know, Janelle, if this one, what it was from P&Z? Do you recall?
I believe from, we can look.
Maybe we ought to defer and talk about it.
Because that would be helpful too, maybe for this discussion.
Let me just make a comment. I would just say this, with the issue of development that's in this county right now, currently, and we're looking at all this farmland, we're looking at, she said, a number of parcels. We had three requests, and for us to sit here and expand it, I think would send a bad message to the people in Sussex County about our concern about development. You got vacant land, primarily here, large number of acres, limited sewer ability, and a tier three, which basically sends that message. A number of things. So to create this as a development district, I don't think it. I don't think it's just good for the county. I don't think it's a good message we send, I don't see again the need. And as you said in the previous comments, these property owners at any time can come in and ask to have their property developed under any of the scenarios that are permitted in Sussex County.
So the Planning and Zoning Commission actually had it as a developing area. So they had it in a growth area. I'm just answering the question.
They had it as what? I'm sorry.
A developing area, which is a growth area.
Mm-hmm. And the one previously that we voted down, they did not.
Did the Planning and Zoning Commission have the sustainability?
No.
They did not.
The suitability analysis.
So the suitability analysis was done after the Planning and Zoning Commission made the recommendation to this map that we're reviewing now.
Correct. And the planning for the previous request, they had it growth is in low density. But in this instance, they had the entire area.
The commission had it in, but then the consultants had it out.
Based on the suitability analysis that was done, it was removed, and I'm going to guess it's because there's a large number of ag preservation in the area.
Sure. I think we have mechanisms that people can rezone their land in this county, and again, it sends a message, I think, that when the facts are that it's a tier three, it's got limited ability. Anyway, I'm concerned about the message we send that we are sitting here and taking in all that acreage when three people ask.
Right, but it's
I'd go back to looking at the three individuals made a request as opposed to expanding it onto that. I don't know. I just I'm concerned. That's a lot of open land.
I guess what you're telling us is that the coastal area,
mm-hmm.
Or any area we've got on the map, should be contiguous.
Correct.
Should not jump over something and still be considered coastal.
Correct. You want a contiguous. A future land use map should not be parcel specific. It should be for an area, and you don't want to jump because it's supposed to be kind of all in one, recognizing.
It's like a new development.
What we do have that is parcel specific is the existing development areas because that's already something that is zoned, something that is surrounded by low density, right. And we're trying to recognize those items.
Well, my point I'm trying to make is.
Sorry.
We can't do this for these three requests without doing the others. As a coastal area.
We could, but we should. Well,
you could. But that is the more appropriate land use would to bring
all right.
it all in.
Right. Okay.
And then, Mike, may I? And then with that being said, again, the previous one, it was really suggested that there was no reason to do so. Okay? And this one here, are you suggesting? I think I would hear you and think that you're suggesting. Ultimately, we decide, but that we do consider this, and based on planning and zoning's recommendation. So, with all of that being said, explain to me why the consultant last time did not make a mistake, and this time perhaps they did. So, could you explain to me why? Last time it was not considered a mistake, and this time perhaps it was.
I don't think it's a mistake. No, it was based on the suitability analysis that was done that determined this just fell outside of those parameters of being within a growth area. But you, as the council, have the ability to change those growth areas based on the requests or the concerns that you recognize. Because the consultants just provided a suitability analysis going based on these criteria, these are the most appropriate areas for growth. But that doesn't limit you from expanding or changing those areas.
Yeah, later on. And I just hate to see us, when you talk about development, there's a couple pockets of development along there. I do understand along Route 9 coming out of Five Points and stuff, you've got that strip in there. The rest of it's been spotty, the rest of it's been there many years. There's very few new developments there, and the large bulk of it is just vacant farmland, and the amount of development is a fraction of the area we're talking about. And I mean, for us to change that at this point, I think that we look like we're pushing this area to be a developed area.
I'm going to play devil's advocate on that, though.
Well, go ahead.
This is
the
future land use map. The fact that it's vacant now, you should consider. What do we want the county to look like
in the future? I know, but I don't think government should be in the business of trying to tell, pre-planned development. It sounds like those five-year plans you see in these other countries.
George, we've always been 10 years.
I understand that, but I'm just saying. we've got the other areas we're dealing with. We're looking at new areas, Rob. I don't have any evidence for me to say that this should be a development district. And our consultants, the guys we paid a lot of money to just now, said we had this suitability thing, which is, we're looking at it elsewhere, but all of a sudden now it's no good. So it's either you follow the suitability, plans that they've given us based on what we heard them tell us was, a formula, right? And now all of a sudden we say, oh, well, you were right everywhere else, but not this one. So I would just say, leave it as is. It can be developed when the marketplace goes out there and wants to develop some. Then they come in, they try to find out, is there sewer available? Is there this available? Is that available? And the map gets changed, and they can get developed. There's nothing to prevent this parcel to be developed. But I don't like to create all that acreage that our consultants have said shouldn't be, and we say it should be. And I don't see an overwhelming evidence, and we had just three property owners came in and asked us. Unfortunately, those three property owners would have required us to leapfrog over other vacant farmland. So it's a tricky one. It's just how this council, I guess, is the majority, feels that we're addressing development.
If you took in the whole area, you're taking in areas that people haven't asked to be taken in. Is there any negative to that?
No, I mean, and that happens all the time with the future land use map. You know, the consultant looking at that is taking in areas all across the county for whatever the land use classification may be in the map.
You assume that, I mean, but somebody could have an argument.
I mean, that's what we have the public hearings for. So,
that's what I said, yeah. But right. But most people look at this map, realize they're not in a development district, and here we are today talking about it and bringing in others. So I don't. It's a good question. So I've got concern.
More question to council?
Motion.
You want to read a motion, then we'll see what happens.
This one's a little different. I'm not going to do it by tax parcel number. I'm going to do it by roads because it's that whole.
Are we including it up to Route 9? Is that?
Yes,
is
that that's what I think we're doing at this point. So, and Ms. Cornwell, jump in if I got the roads wrong. But it's be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the area within the north side of the Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, the east side of Hudson Road, and the west side of Sweetbriar Roads be designated as part of the coastal area on the future land use map in the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan.
Do we have a motion?
I would move forward with that motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Do we have a second?
I'll second. We'll have a vote on it. What's the vote?
Motion, Mr. Second, sure. Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, just to reaffirm. I mean, again, coastal. The question is redesignating this area as to being part of a coastal zone, correct?
Which is a development.
That's
district.
Right. It's a development area.
And are there any additional safeguards or preservations of the environment within the coastal area that does not exist otherwise?
Yes. The intent of the future land use map for the coastal areas is to have additional environmental protections for those properties if they fall into those environmental concerns.
And the key word, Janelle, was intent. We don't know.
Well, currently there is code on the books that references the ESDD, the SDA.
Which is a joke, right? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying the intent is to have some stronger measures. We don't know. And as I've seen in the past, we'll have the same cast of characters coming in arguing about why are we doing this, why are we doing it, and it ends up getting watered down. So I'm not going to put a lot of faith in the
any more
what we got.
Questions or comments? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
You know, it is a tough one, but I think in the end, you know, testimony from the landowners and and I would say even staff, and ultimately, it's the private sector that determines what gets developed or not gets developed, right? I mean, but I think in this particular case, based on the testimony, I'm going to vote in favor of. I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion we defer it.
Well, we already got a motion on the floor, and we've started the vote.
I vote no, then, because it hadn't been discussed enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
I'm going to vote no, just because based on my comment. Well, no, based on my comments earlier, I don't see the county taking this whole area in as part of a developing district. That's the problem. We got problems here with development, and then for the county to take all that farmland. And, you know, based just because we had three parcels, that was one thing, deal with the three parcels, but to take in that whole area and make it a development district is wrong. I think you got too much farmland in there. And if we're supposed to be protecting agriculture in this county, it sends a wrong message if we supported it.
George,
you're done.
We're taking the vote now. Mr. Cole, your vote is
My vote is no.
I think Mr. Cole has some very good points, as does Mr. Arlett. I think looking at that, that I am inclined to vote yes, because the area probably off of Route 9 is probably going to develop, but we don't know that. But obviously, they can still come in and ask anytime they want to. But having said all that, the vote was 2-2. It's defeated. Next.
May I ask a question, sort of a procedural one, based on Mr. Cole's vote? Does council want to revisit any of those parcels individually?
No, I think it's over. Okay. My opinion, sir.
Well, we still can do that, because we're going to probably finalize this thing the 13th.
That's correct.
So we have time now on 13th yes. to consider that. We can do the 13th, correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next.
Next is the request for parcel 235, map 8, district 235, map 8, parcel 39. The request is to come into a developing area.
Same request.
Different, their land use classification, they were requesting a developing area, not the coastal area. And that's for the parcel highlighted in yellow.
This is the one that's at the intersection.
There you go.
Do you want to wait? Is Mr. Burton coming back in?
He's going to get in, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Here he comes.
So this is the parcel at the intersection of Route 1 and Route 16. And there was, like the others, there was testimony in support of it. This one, I believe Planning and Zoning had as the developing area. The suitability analysis that came through from McCormick Taylor put it back down to the low density area. There was a question during the testimony, though, whether that one of the things that the suitability analysis took into consideration was intersections and whether there were significant or major intersections. There was a question on this particular one whether that suitability analysis took into consideration DLDOT's plans for a significant improvement with a grade separated interchange at the 16 and 1 intersection. So, again, this was just that one corner, I guess, would be the southwest corner of 1 and 16.
You have a motion?
I do. If we're ready for one, yep. Mr. Vincent, be it moved by the Sussex County Council that tax map and parcel number 2-35, 8.00, 39.00 be designated as part of the developing area on the future land use map in the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan.
Pleasure, Council.
Well, I'll make the motion.
So motion, Mr. On. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
Aye.
Mr. Arlett.
Route 1, you said Route 16?
Correct.
Yes.
It was in Milton. Is that right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yes, yes.
And it's that one parcel, and
For the sake of sort of geography, as you can see, it's the one that's across one from the Rookery Golf Course.
And its desire is to be shifted into, just to reaffirm,
developing area.
Yeah.
And the others, is there anything else that is already that way?
No.
So it's.
There's a few that are existing. So existing land use classifications.
Right.
And then there's some ag preservation, and then low density.
The existing, I think, didn't we say it was some commercial C1
stuff?
There's
some commercial, and I think there's some GR in the area.
Any more questions, the council?
When that land get into the highway to put the new exit?
I don't know that it's been given. I think they're in discussions with DLDOT for acquisition. Yeah. But
it'll be gone.
That intersection is one that's on.
Yes, that's right. And that's what I'm not sure. That was the testimony about whether McCormick Taylor had the future improvements in mind when it was doing its suitability analysis.
I mean, that is on their radar, right? That is.
Oh, yes.
Yes. No,
I mean, it's on DLDOT's, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
The question is whether it was on McCormick Taylor's radar at the time they did the suitability.
Well, I would almost want to defer this one for a week to determine that, actually. I mean, I don't know if anybody else would have that desire, but. I mean, I think if that's on the radar, that's indeed.
Here would be my comments if I got some questions. You want? Can I ask?
Well, Mr. Arlett, you done with yours, or you?
Yeah. Okay. Because we can't defer now. We've already started.
Well, we could rescind right, the second motion.
No, I would just my concern is, we got a lot of intersections like this that basically are
minimal right now impact from commercial development and things. We have some major improvements that will occur there sometime in the future, and I don't know what they are. It's an unknown to me. And so there's too many unknowns right now about the future improvements. And I would rather, you know, wait down the road, you know, and it may be another 10 years before we see any improvements there.
Well, I think it's sooner than that, Mr. Cole.
Well, whatever. I don't know. Once I see the improvements, I don't know what the impacts will be and whether it is in our best interest to have, again, land that we the county, say should be developed, and which implies it should be commercial possibly and all this other stuff. So I think we ought to just leave it the way it is and again, let the marketplace dictate in the future about the plausibility of you know, doing something and rezoning it, because we'll have a better feel of what the traffic pattern will be. Right now, I have, you know, too many unknowns.
Anything else from council?
So I'd just assume.
Mr. Bird.
I disagree. I mean, it's west of Route 1. It's on Route 1. Mm-hmm. The bypass is coming. It's surrounded by ag. It seems to make sense to me that corner probably should be in the developing district. And it is coming. I mean, much as we don't think Deldot moves as quickly as they want to move, that's slated. I'm not sure exactly the year, but I think it's like 2023. I mean, it's not way off. It's not 10 years off. And it's funded and it's approved and it's on the plan. And I kind of like the site for that reason.
Anything else, Councilman? Mr. Cole?
Size of it doesn't bother you, but the number of acres? I mean, it's quite a huge parcel too.
It's a big parcel, and I think that when the interchange, the plans that I have seen, the interchange is going to kind of gobble up the front corner of that,
mm-hmm.
and which will, you know, kind of leave the wooded and south. So I don't know. Logically, it makes sense to me that would be in a developing district.
Strictly based on,
I totally agree with Mr.
Deldot and
Deldot,
their desire.
Route 1, yeah. West of Route 1, on 16, and getting a major intersection.
Let me ask Hans, while you're still there, Hans, get back up here a minute, please.
Join us, Mr. Medlars.
Mr. Medlars. Are you familiar with infrastructure to this site when it comes to maybe sewer availability?
That's what I was just mentioning to Ms. Cornwell.
Okay, that's what I was curious about.
It is distant to water and sewer services.
Distant. And when you say distant, do you have an idea how big of a distance?
The closest would be the town of Milton.
Which is mile? 2 miles? Over a mile?
5 miles.
Couple miles.
Several miles.
Couple miles. So we're looking at making this a labeling it, putting it in a development district? Is that what we're talking about doing,
request.
Right? And then there's, I mean, to do development, you got to have some sewer service, which is what we want. We don't want development, intense commercial development on septic systems. I would not think so. It sounds to me like we're a little premature.
Is there no sewer across the street?
No. Uh-huh.
I don't believe so.
What's the question?
I don't know. I can't answer
Hans,
that.
Hans, is there sewer across the street? Does the Rookery and the new development that's down there in that mobile home community have sewer?
Mm-mm.
How about the church?
Looks like something's in a CPCN, but...
What's the name of the church?
There's a Tidewater CPCN.
It passes by the parcel.
There's what?
It passes the parcel.
The sewer and water does? Or the CPCN does?
This, I believe there's a transmission line passing the parcel.
So access is there?
There may be some, I will have to say, my knowledge base did not extend to the Tidewater utility.
I just want on the record, if infrastructure, I think, is very important, we create development districts. And so...
But I can't say that for sure without confirming it. But before, I did not know anything.
Well, maybe
there.
This is one we ought to wait and find out if we get, because
exactly right.
Development without infrastructure doesn't make sense if we're the planners, so.
Well, there's a development on the other side of that road.
Robin, who had the second on that motion?
Mr. Burton.
I did.
Burton.
Mr. Burton did, and the motion with Mr. Coles, correct? Would you rescind your second?
I would.
Yeah, I think.
And we'll defer this, we'll act on it on the
next week,
14th. Oh, that is 13th.
2 weeks.
Our next meeting.
Correct.
And that, Hans, if you could find out for us exactly what's out there and who's out there. Okay. Next.
Those are the requests that we have received from the public regarding changes to the future land use map.
Okay.
I had asked, I called Todd, right? I think it was. And I was concerned about, could you get the map and show us the yellow along east side of from Nassau Bridge, where the yellow goes, calling for a development district. It stops where, right there?
The yellow is the coastal area.
Okay, show it, take your little cursor down, show us the bridge, is right about there.
Right in here.
Okay, and then shrink it now, shrink it a little bit more so I can get, shrink, make it smaller, yes. Okay, yeah, something like that, okay. When we talk about environmentally sensitive areas, I'm a little concerned that when we call our environmentally sensitive area a developing district, that we really aren't doing much of the protecting. You can see how critical the environmental issues are in that east side. So it's critical on the west side, but on the east side, more critical, more so. And I'd like to be consistent as we can from theoretically around the Nassau area up and eliminate that yellow and just make it low density. Because even the low density still has to abide by environmental things and other things in development. So I got some concern that we're allowing the commercial development. We're sending a message that we want to go, that this commercial development can go up the east side. And I think we've actually taken a position the council has closer to Milford coming back from the other direction that we're concerned about development district on that east side. All of Kent County from Route 9 east is, I don't know what they call it up there, you know.
The growth area. They have a growth zone.
East of 9. To the bay.
I don't remember the names. I had.
Okay,
I learned,
but it's a very, very low, low. It's a very low, low density area because of the proximity to the bay and all that stuff.
What's the orange on there now? You guessed the red.
So the orange and the red are the commercial zoning districts. So you can see where the zoning is in the area.
Right. So you got some of the major farms in the area right now, but it's just the proximity to that watershed and that great marsh, and I just think that it was. If we could eliminate that, and I'm talking, I guess, where's the bridge again? Right? Pretty much there, or if you got up to say, and that's Red Mill Pond area?
That's Red Mill Pond.
Right in there. Even if you did Red Mill Pond northeast, would be something. So I'm up for a debate here if anybody would share my concern that we could definitely eliminate Red Mill North, because I think Schaefer's is right there at the. Or what is it?
Yeah, the orange and red north of Red Mill branch that crosses Route 1, that's existing zoning today.
Right.
You're familiar with Schaefer's, as
yeah,
you just referenced.
Yeah, it's been there 100 years, forever.
That base parcel is already zoned, right. Whatever the orange and red are signifying.
It's commercial. It's C1. It's just the coastal areas is on top.
I don't think that's an area that should be determined to be a development district.
I agree with George.
It should not be a development. I mean, it'll still get protected because we're going to have hopefully ordinances that are going to protect, you know, watersheds, setbacks, and buffers, and other things. Hopefully in the future, and this is an area that'll be developed. So if somebody comes in there with a residential development, which is permitted, they'd still have to do the stormwater and all these other things. But I don't want it to be designated a development district because this county thinks. This council has taken a position that an area that is so sensitive to the Great Marsh and impacts on it and everything else that we felt, oh, that should be a development district. That doesn't help. So I'd like to make a motion that we eliminate. I'd do Red Mill Pond. If somebody wants to go further, I would go. We could put that on the table and see where we end up. Mr. Burton, it's over in your neck of the woods. I hate to be talking about.
I would just say one thing is if we could do something about the existing commercials. I would like to be able to recognize them either as the coastal areas or an existing developing areas, because taking them to low density could cause trouble for the existing commercial zoning that is on those properties.
But we wouldn't downzone them.
No, but it's making sure the land use and the zoning match, and those are higher intensity commercial zonings, which are not based on the proposed plan, would not be consistent with the land use of low density.
Right, it'd be based, right, but they're
right,
there.
Right, which means at some point within 18 months, your future land use and your zoning have to match.
I'd leave that to the attorney to make sure that's done properly. But my overall concern is there's not enough right now to really say, hey, that was a big commercial district, let's leave it on there. I think what I'm saying is an area that should be taken out of a development district. So again, my concern would be, where do you want to, if there's support, I'll ask you, if there's support on what I'd like to do, where should it start and where should it stop? Mr. Burton, wake up.
I've been trying to get a word in here.
Do it. But raise your hand.
He's only got 4 meetings left, so he's trying to get all he can.
I just think east of Route 1 should be protected in any way that we can. It all that yellow backs up to the Great Marsh, and I just see no reason for that to be in the developing district. And to call it right at Red Mill, maybe. But you do have a new road going down, and those two pockets of farms, and half of them are colored yellow and half of them aren't. Is there a reason for that?
I'm sorry? The orange?
Nope, yellow, new road. I know it as the Hercules Farm and
yeah, I'm not exactly sure why a portion of that came in and a portion of it did not.
Well, IG, where the where it says, what does that say, Mill Pond Acres,
mm-hmm.
Right? There's some existing development there, but then when you move to the back, keep that cursor going there a little bit, that area, that should be taken out, in my opinion. And then down New Road, there's all those vacant areas that, again, impact that marsh so much, we should just leave them low density.
Yes, I agree with
that's
that.
That's where, okay.
That's just considered wetlands.
Well, most of it, a lot of it is, yeah, Sam. So why do you put wetlands in a development district, right. Is one point.
Well, the colors is just based on the parcel, right? It's not based on buildability.
Correct. It's based.
It's just based on lot lines.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, to degree, not all of it is based on, it is, future land use is not supposed to be parcel specific. It's supposed to be an area that encompasses.
But,
and I think what they took into consideration is some of that is, you know, could be potentially wetlands, which is probably why it was brought back a little bit, because some of that could be of environmental sensitive, you know, concerns.
Is it possible that between now and the 13th, somebody could make us a map that takes out what they're talking about?
Coordinated with maybe Mr. Burton. And then you show them.
I would suggest that you coordinate with Mr. Cole and Mr. Burton and see what it is they want to recommend removing, and then bring that so we got somebody to look at it, and then we'll deal with that on the 13th.
While we're here,
because I guess it's going to be by parcel. There are a lot of parcels in there.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's tough for us to try to do on the fly. If it was
no, we don't do it on the fly.
From Red Mill Pond to some point north, we could do it. But if we're talking about those parcels on the New Road, that gets a little more complicated.
Yeah.
What is, I don't know that there was a discussion about where the northern terminus would be. In other words, we talked about this end. How far up Route 1 are you looking to consider? Just so we kind of have some guidance.
Can I walk up to the map? I'll show them what I think, and then you just... Let me.
I would say it's.
Why don't you both walk over there?
Is it Route 16 or the Milford?
I'm not getting arrested.
No, make sure you don't leave something out. That's,
I'd probably leave this in and then just change that to low density there. This all low density north.
All the way up to the Milford Interchange.
But this is pretty much largely got a subdivision here. You got a subdivision here. There's a couple spots here, but. This that's not developed right now, back and then north. So that, and that. Is that?
I agree with George's finger pointing.
Okay.
So he's.
You noticed the finger, though.
Yeah. I would guess, Dale, too, on the one side, on the east side there, where it has, shows that red and orange already there, that stays there.
Yes.
Yes.
They pull those out.
Did it make sense? Yeah.
Now, Mr. Robertson, you think you have your marching orders from Mr. Cole, Mr. Burton?
I think so. I take my marching orders from you.
Is there anybody else has any? Sam, did you, anything come to mind, or Rob? I don't want to make it sound like just Mr. Burton and myself.
Oh, you don't?
Well, no, I mean, I initiated it, but I understand that.
You look at the maps all day long, do you go out there and look what's really.
Any more input from any bond council about this idea? If not, if you do that for us on 13th, come back and we'll deal with it then.
We'll take care of that.
What's next?
Did you have any other items regarding the future land use map?
That's.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
Okay, any other discussion on the plan itself? Any of the recommendations? We are continuing to work on the response back to the plus letter. We will have that in a formal version for you for the 13th.
Okay. Is that something we will have to have counsel prior to, so they can
absolutely
look through it, read through it, whatever?
Yes.
And I would guess we are still, not we, you, somebody, is still in conversation about the housing.
Correct.
Yes.
Part of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's that's the maps and the housing element, are those the only two items that are kind of hanging?
Unless there's something that you all want to address within the text, but that's correct at this point.
Okay. And we'll try to do that on the 13th. And
yeah, the plan would be a final vote on the 13th. You'll have the materials before the 13th. All the clerical and edits, that the grammatical things that we've been told, we'll have those updates, but there's no sense in going over them. They'll just be included in and sure. Mentioned. And I want to clarify one statement. It's not the housing element, but it's just the affordable housing. And it's very, very small, and we're in conversations right now to try to provide a recommendation to have that edited and then approved. So
very good.
Hopefully by the 13th we will have everything in place.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
We are getting closer.
We are.